Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx media like
Princess Bubblegum and Marceline from Adventure Time.
Hey, vampires and princesses. Honestly, though, they're like canon, all right? They are real. Did you see that? There's specifically the episode, What Was Missing?
What was missing?
What was missing?
Iconic.
What was
episode.
Missing is their relationship in this entire show.
Yes, thank you. Their love for each other, where they grow old and become.
We're talking about Adventure Time, by the way, but yeah, like, they've been, I think they've both been around for, like, ages, and, like, what is insinuated is that they were in a relationship previously.
Yes.
And then they got into it, but they still cherish each other, but they don't show it a whole lot because of other countries where it's considered illegal to show it and stuff.
To talk about it and be gay.
But they're in love. It's canon.
Forever.
Don't give a fuck.
They're in love forever, and fuck your opinion on it.
Marceline is great representation. All right, well, what up, cabrona?
What's poppin', chingona?
Just, you know, sitting here super excited about cartoons.
Yeah, and like, who are we here with today?
We're here with our Steven Universe buddies.
Our Steven Universe experts. We love them.
And they're from your sister podcast.
They're from the sister podcast Not All Millennials.
Yeah, Not All Millies.
And
we lit.
Introduce yourselves, you guys. Welcome. Well, thank you so much for coming. We love you guys.
You're going to recognize Joe from our background.
Podcast. He's our lovely audio engineer. If you guys need any work, if you guys have any work for Joe,
yeah, please
pay him. Please,
he's on the Twitter up. And
he's on the Twitter and the Instagram. We'll tag him like we always do because we love him. Introduce you guys. Come on,
Joe.
Who's here?
You're okay, Joe.
I thought Joe was gonna go first. He was so gun ho. Hi guys, it's Madame Lizette, aka I am still Queen Olenia Tyrell. On Twitter at the moment.
Bend a knee.
Yeah, I'm always here, so y'all know me. Tenskin American. I'm officially on this episode, not just in the background.
Not just for funsies.
Thank you guys for coming. We fucking love you. They're
Thank
from our
you
sister
guys
pod.
For having me.
Guess follow that sister pod.
I threw up all over Cynthia's DMs.
She threw up in our DMs.
Hours. I was there. I received the messages.
She was like, oh, whoa.
I was driving, I think, and I was just like, putting down.
It was a lot for a Friday afternoon.
I don't know what happened. I was walking my dog, and then I was like, all the things.
so many ideas.
And I got upstairs and was like, so I'm about to do this real quick here.
So, like, today's a special episode where we're really just going to talk.
Just Steven Universe.
Steven Universe.
Yeah,
so
usually, you know, our normal
one of the
format
most queer...
is cool, but Steven Universe
yes.
requires a lot of attention.
It does.
We brought in experts.
Experts.
Doing this damn thing.
I like that you guys consider me an expert, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
Well, for me, anybody that's a huge super fan,
yeah,
that's an expert.
Yeah. I can honestly say I've binge watched this show at least 3 times.
I love it. Because
you can sit on Hulu and watch all, like, the first... I think it's like the first three or four
seasons. Well, probably more than that.
You can watch it all the way through. And then I have the Cartoon Network app, so I'll just finish it on there.
Shout out to Joe's Hulu, because that's how I watch things.
There you go.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your Hulu. That's where I watch Steven Universe. And Mademoiselle Elena Tyrell. Where are we going? What's your alias here?
You can call me Madame Lizette. That's
Madame Lizette is the one who introduced me to Steven Universe, and she's like, no, you don't understand. It's super queer.
Yeah.
It's so gay.
Yeah, it's
like,
so
go
good.
Watch it.
It's amazing.
She's like
Rebecca
it's super
Sugar.
Gay.
Rebecca
yeah.
Sugar, you did that shit.
Rebecca Sugar, you
everyone
it
was
up.
Like, the first couple of episodes of Steven
can
Universe.
Can we talk about the first episode of Steven
Universe? Are weird.
The
first
one ever?
Yeah, because the first episode was the one when...
He transferred his
fingers.
It was disgusting. I was like, I'm not going to watch this.
I don't. So
really?
That's an episode
that, so
that I don't watch. I skip that.
I don't like it at all.
Because it makes my skin crawl. Like, that whole end scene where he's, like, turning himself
into all those cats.
Mutating into cats.
I thought it was
and
adorable.
Then he's going through
it's
the
like,
car wash. I'm just like, anxiety, anxiety.
And it's literally the first episode of Cartoon Network ever premiered. And it's like, that's very intense for a first episode.
Wow.
It's like, what the hell, Cartoon Network? But I still love it. I love
this
it. I love
the
hell out
show.
Of Cartoon.
Like, Cartoon Network is fucking it up.
Yeah, so I'm going to throw a little bit of shade.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Cartoon Network, because they're probably like, premiering most of like the most diverse, the most original ideas of cartoons in the last 8 years,
Adventure
10
Time
years since Adventure Time.
Regular
like,
show.
Yeah. God,
we
I love
Bear
Regular
Bears.
Show.
We Bear Bears.
I love
Regular
Bears.
So
yes.
But and like, Estelle sings their theme song, by the way.
Yeah, if you don't have a soundtrack.
That soundtrack is everything.
Steven Universe music makes me cry sometimes.
Like, so shout out to Cartoon Network for like...
The ending song.
Shout out to Cartoon Network for that. But
Here
like,
Comes a Thought makes me cry.
I'm still waiting for the shade.
Here Comes a Thought calms me down when I'm stressed the fuck out. I put that song on, I'm just like, okay, life is not that bad.
Yeah, well, shout out to Cartoon Network for these cartoons that we actually love. And also, shout out to OKKO, because I love that cartoon. It just premiered like 2 weeks ago, last week.
Doesn't it have characters from Steven Universe?
Voice actors, yeah.
Voice actors from Steven Universe and from Adventure Time. And from... his mom is like a total badass. She has her own a judo studio and everything. It's very like similar to Steven in like having strong male female characters and letting men like be emotional.
Yes.
But it's still really funny. Like, it's adorable.
Yeah. But, like, Nickelodeon, all they're doing is, like, remaking, like,
yeah, 90s Nickelodeon's cartoons have never been the greatest. I'm sorry, but I'm not a SpongeBob person.
Doug, like, shout out for Doug and all that.
Doug. Let's Hope by Ginger.
2 decades ago, yeah.
Let's Hope by Ginger.
Wasn't he Arnold on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Like, the really old stuff. Like, the 90s kids.
The 90s were lit.
The 90s kids stuff.
And it kind of stopped when SpongeBob first premiered. And... they've been stuck on SpongeBob for the past 10-plus years. And
they need to get on SpongeBob.
I mean, the only good cartoon they have now is Loud House.
But, like, SpongeBob is,
early seasons, hell yes.
I'm not a fan.
Me neither.
Y'all suck.
Y'all haven't watched it under the influence.
Don't get me wrong.
There's a whole
shit under the influence is popping. Yeah.
There's like a whole story behind SpongeBob that you kind of started off as an adult cartoon for MTV.
It does have some crazy shit
too. Yeah,
I think it just
watch it under
really
the influence of something.
Yeah, SpongeBob was supposed to be like Beavis and Butthead, but on MTV too.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like super dirty butt jokes,
and that's
the whole
why
time.
Like they had to clean up the episode so that. They could put on Nickelodeon.
But we didn't hear to talk about that.
Anyways,
you're gonna throw shade. What was your shade?
Nickelodeon, like.
Oh, you're gonna throw shade to them? Okay.
Because Nickelodeon has like, they probably have more eyes on them. Well, not now, but like they have more eyes on them.
Had.
Yeah, but keyword. Like, and y'all stuck on SpongeBob, and y'all bringing back not necessarily like episodes, but like y'all bringing back a movie of Hey Arnold, which I'm still excited about. Hey Arnold and. Don't really care about Rocko's Modern Life.
They're trying to cash in on nostalgia. And
they're bringing back Invader Zim, are they, for a movie?
So they really doing anything. Invader Zim was amazing.
They're
not doing anything new.
They're doing what Hollywood is doing.
That's the thing. They're not doing anything new. They're just doing old shit because they're catching on, like the episode we had in our movies a few weeks ago about nostalgia, which is, you know, great and all, but I like different cartoons. I like diversity. So Cartoon Network is doing a real, really good job of doing that. So that's all the shade at Nickelodeon right now. All
right, Throne.
Yes. All that. No, but even Disney is more progressive than Nickelodeon because Disney just premiered they had a lesbian couple on Dr. McStuffins recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which also, Dr. McStuffins is like an all-black cast, which is amazing. That show was everything. Like, they weren't sure if they're going to renew it, and Twitter got to work. So it was like,
doing that shit. Like, with
Sensei. Sensei. And then, even though I threw shade at Nickelodeon, The Loud House
is really good.
And they had like they premiered like their first gay couple, like a first gay male couple on, The Loud House, and the black boy, the best friend of whatever his name.
See that commercial? I don't know what it is for. It's called like the Storks or something like that. Storks.
Oh,
like,
the movie.
Oh
yeah, there was.
Where they have like
interracial,
like POC gay couples, like everything, and then the babies are like you can't tell what gender they are.
Yeah,
it's like this little preview. It's adorable.
Nice. I haven't seen that movie.
I don't even think the movie's out. It's just like a preview that they let out, like a teaser. I think it's called The Storks. You know, like, where do babies come from? Oh, the stork.
I've seen it. I think it's a movie, and I think it is I think it's out, or it's coming out like on DVD
or Blu-ray
or something.
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, so I want to see that movie, but then I was like, I never believed that whole thing. My mom told me like how babies are made. Stork or birds and the bees. I didn't get that conversation.
I
was just like, people do some nasty shit. That's what I knew. Like, this happens by accident.
Back to Steven. That's why we're here.
So Steven was made strangely.
No,
from the stores. He brought a. They brought a rose quartz.
And a Greg.
And a Greg.
He's. I guess he's kind of. He's like a. The. Even though he's the only really like only guy that they really concentrate on. Mm. He's the only like half gem, half human. You know what I mean? So he's like.
To ever exist.
His own. Yeah. He's like his in his own way, his own minority. It's kind of weird.
I didn't think about that. He is his own
Minority. Yeah, like, there's the gems, there's the humans, and he's just, like, the only, like, I guess you could look at it in terms of, like, being biracial.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. I wonder what would you call it? We all woke today,
bro. But race is a social construct. Damn. Anyways.
It was created for the purposes of law.
Race is a social construct made by white men. But anyways, cool, you know, like, no, I'm not shitting on that. That's actually really interesting.
I mean, that's just how I see it.
No, I see it like that. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, and it makes sense because if you watch the show, he's always in this like constant fight of like, am I supposed to be like a normal human boy or am I supposed to be a gem?
Do you remember that episode where he wanted to, he had to shift up because he was turning like 12 or 13?
Yeah, so
he doesn't age normally.
He doesn't age like humans.
He doesn't age. No, he still looks like he's nine. He kept morphing his body to be taller and he had a deeper voice and. Everything.
Really tired.
Yeah, and then he got really tired and turned himself into a baby.
That was funny.
And Amethyst Steven. Was like, "You idiot! Like I told you."
Yeah, because she like messes with her.
Don't
shape
do
all
that.
The time.
Yeah,
and Connie was like, "I love you regardless of who you are."
Well,
you don't
I was
have
just
to
thinking
age.
About it the other day. Like she's gonna be like 18, like looking at this little like probably he's gonna look like 14 at that point. And she's gonna be like, I can't do this.
This is awesome.
She's like, this feels creepy and dirty.
Well, so that's something else that's interesting about Steven. They've showed us on several different occasions what he's going to look like as he ages. Like, they had a whole episode where like, it was another birthday episode, and Steven, his emotions were changed. Every time his emotions changed, he would age forward or backward.
Yeah.
He ended up turning into an old man because he got himself so stressed out.
I remember that.
And then they were like, okay, Steven, it's okay. Calm
that's
down.
Like,
don't stress.
That's like one of the few episodes that kind of get emotional. When I watch it, because
oh, like you get emotional.
Yeah, I do.
I was like, I get emotional.
Every episode is like your
after
heart.
After the Stronger Than You episode, which was like the turning point that
that's
Steven
like the
went
most
from
famous
being
episode,
like, it went from being like a funny, cute show to like there's some serious shit going on.
There are some crazy. In fact, I guess we can like have a cutoff point here somewhere
right.
where we start getting real spoilery because
right,
it's
right,
not
right.
So spoilery then.
Totally spoilery.
Seen it like. It's absolutely amazing. They're like 11-minute long episodes.
Yeah.
So it's super easy. Even though it says like, oh, there's 100 episodes. Yeah, but really think of it as like 15
minutes tops.
Yeah, I watched the first 56 episodes in 8 hours.
Yeah.
So you can probably do it in less time than that,
to
be honest.
No, I sat on my couch and didn't do anything else.
Okay,
now.
So then, yeah.
Binge it over like a long weekend that's rainy like it is right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And whenever it's like, oh, I don't have anything to watch. Or
no,
I do have things
no
to watch,
I've
but I don't
it.
Feel like watching anything else.
I've been going back to Steven Universe every time I have a bad day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, anytime I have a bad day at work or just in life, like, I could watch Steven Universe, and honestly, it's what keeps me, like, centered. It reminds me that show is a lot more than just about, you know, queer identity. It's about love, and the longer you watch it, the more you.
It's about all kinds of identities.
All kinds of identities, but like love being the center of everything, and that's just like so important, and so it readjusts me and centers me.
See,
so, and I think that's true for a lot of people.
I watched that, and I watched Chowder again because you know how much we love Chowder.
Yeah, but what does it do for you? You're starting off a thing here. Like, that's what it does for you. What does Steven Universe mean to you?
As the straight man here, it...
He's Steven straight. You're represented. He even kind of has a fro.
I keep telling him he's the Steven of my friendship, but it's cool.
I identify myself as Amethyst because I do get hot-headed. I do feel like an outcast a lot.
They're the same people.
And she wilds out.
Yeah, I wild out a lot. And you know she goes
check Instagram. I'm gonna post a picture of his little amethyst that he brought, which is awesome.
I'm telling you, man. I'm
the one I got him.
Yeah, I'm seriously thinking about becoming like a gender bend of amethyst this Halloween. So
you should have done it, you know, in April whenever I had my gender bender.
I told you
check Instagram
it.
For
I
Garnet
told you
because my friend
busy.
Cordarian was Garnet. And
Joe, I told you about it.
I was busy that night. I told you.
No one's right. too busy
okay,
for
okay,
this.
What does Steven Universe mean to you?
Oh, we're going back to that.
Amethyst. That's it.
Yeah, amateurs. No, it shows me how, like, in a sense, like, how diverse humans are and how much we represent.
How beautiful it is.
And how beautiful it is. How, like, everybody in the show is represented in a certain way, and there's nobody a certain way. And
right, there's no, like, you know, like, in society, we have this, like, default white, cis, straight, male thing. Like, in Steven Universe, like, there's no, none of that.
There's none of that.
There's gender non-conforming characters.
There's different,
androgyny.
And I like diversity. And I enjoy shows with diversity, or, like, other media that represents, that represent different gender identities and all that. Because I'm still learning about this. And I enjoy it.
It's a great place to learn that kind of stuff. Yeah. Especially because this is for kids, and the kids are learning that kind of stuff. But moving on to Madame
Lizette. Steven Universe, it has taught me how to, like, let things go. And I get that a lot, if, I guess because no one else knows this, but Garnet is my favorite character, and she's okay. The audience doesn't know that. Thank you guys for being smart ass.
She's everybody's.
She has a Garnet. She has a Garnet keychain.
I do, and I have the Garnet Cardi B drawing on my phone.
Yes, Bodak yellow.
Bodak yellow forever.
Bodak purple.
But no, Garnet is my favorite character, and the one thing that she always, like, teaches Steven or just people around her is it's okay to, like, feel the things that you're feeling, but you also need to move forward and don't let your feelings, like, consume you. And it's okay to forgive other people and to forgive yourself for the things that you've done and learn from them and move forward. And that is extremely important in life in general. It was so nice to find out that Garnet was a fusion, just because, like, it makes her stand out even more than what she already does.
Yeah.
Because she is also like Steven. She's one of her kind. She's the only gem fusion that are not the same gem. She's not two sapphires or two rubies. She's one sapphire, one ruby.
Stays that way. Yeah.
And she stays that way. She lives that way. And over time, you've seen how the more that sapphire and ruby come into sync, the more that Garnet's character changes over time. Because she went from, like, cotton candy Garnet, like, the Garnet that we know today, and they're totally different. And that has a lot to do with the fact that there's been this change in progression in their love for each other and their understanding of each other. And I think that that's, like, extremely important. And Steven teaches a lot of people that, like, it's okay to love. Love is important. So
love is the answer, you guys. I'm not crying, but love is the answer.
And even though they are two people who love each other, it's also kind of like, love yourself.
Yeah.
Love yourself. Cause,
like, and that's the beauty thing about Garnet is, like, she loves, like, the love that is Sapphire and Ruby makes her, but she loves who she is as Garnet being her own original
Look
character.
Look at the most recent episode. She's just like, me. Like, I love me, you know?
Yeah, it's like they love each other, and that's cool, and that made me, but
I love myself
just as much, and that's important.
She's like their child.
In a sense.
In a sense, because, I mean, what would love equal? It would probably equal a child if you could. Even, and I love that. You guys,
two halves of one.
I have a lot of feelings about Ruby and
which
Sapphire.
Which is why she's gonna probably go on an even
longer
banter.
You tell me what it means to you.
Yeah, what it means to you.
Well, shit.
Yeah, you're on the spotlight.
Steven makes it, like, can we talk about how the fact that Steven Universe makes us fucking emotional?
Yeah, it does.
He does.
Like, we are in our mid-20s out here crying and up in arms about a show. That's for fucking 10-year-olds.
How do you feel about it, though?
I 100% like identify with Steven. Mm-hmm. And I think I just realized that right now.
What?
Yeah, because he's like this kid that always got it. He always, like, you know, he doesn't have, like, a traditional family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. His mom isn't around, and he's just like, he has kind of an adoptive kind of family. And I kind of did that when I was younger. Like, I always had my friends and then their families, and I would, like, join in on their shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, I always had, like, I was, like, the adopted one or whatever, essentially. And, like, it takes a village, that type of thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
I love
it does.
That. So,
it really
so
does.
It's,
Steven is a very strong proponent of it takes a village.
Yeah.
And then he, like, you know, he has to go through all this stuff, like, learning that your heroes have flaws and
everybody's not who they seem.
And that you know, like, the way he feels being the only gem human person was how I felt kind of growing up or in my teenage years, feeling like, shit, I'm the only gay person.
With pretty eyes.
Gorgeous eyes.
Yeah. Fantastic eyes.
I didn't really have that many feelings about my eyes.
We're all like in awe.
I try not to stare at them, but I do it.
It's dark. Don't act like you can see that.
Yeah, it's dark right now. Kind of like lean in.
Let me put my glasses on.
I don't know anything.
You don't lean in.
She's talking for like 5 minutes, and I'm like,
yeah. And I'm just like, are you going to respond to that?
And I'm like, yeah, what? Sure. You said something? Oh, my bad.
Words.
Steven's awesome. Back to that.
Yeah. So, all right. So what does Steven Universe mean to you?
I already went. I'm the first person who went.
Don't be paying attention, y'all.
I was looking at Matthew's eyes. My bad.
I know. It happens. It happens to all of us. It happens to the best of us. There's lying. A few podcasts where I zone out because I'm looking her in the eye. And right? I'm like,
they're lying hard. None what? Of them have
I'm really not lying. Especially the last lying. The last time we recorded, you were talking about something. And I was like,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? Oh, fuck. You're talking to
me.
No, but anyways, I was getting really emotional when Madame Lise, our resident expert,
she
was
is.
Talking
she's
about.
She's switching it up. I'm with
it, though. She was mentioning Garnet and the love that produced Garnet, which was between Ruby and Sapphire, which I'm really well connected to just because I really love the story of two gems subverting their society to be together, and because of love, because they're extremely different. One's hot, one's cold, and I just think that's beautiful.
No. Huh? Out.
Yeah, you should talk about like kind of their history.
Yeah, like you should talk about why they fused.
Yeah.
They fused.
And how they were viewed upon, like, by the gems.
They were from different parts of the gem society. Ruby is like a warrior type gem, and Sapphire is kind of part of the
aristocrats.
I keep thinking of Aristocats. See, that's
Aristocratic.
Another great movie, but
so
if you want to do that one, that's my favorite movie. So we got it.
Lit.
Is it gay? I'll make it gay. Let me watch
it.
We can make it gay. And no, they come from different parts of society, and the whole reason they fused was because Ruby felt a very strong connection to Sapphire for like no reason. She didn't understand the reason at
Instant
the time.
Instant opposite attraction.
Opposites so, attract. The reason is the reason and the answer is always love.
Yeah. So what happens is Sapphire has a vision that they're going to be attacked, and she knows that, and she tells the diamonds that, and Ruby is supposed to be with her just to protect her, to take her to where she needs to go.
Yeah.
But when they attack, instead of Sapphire being shattered, Sapphire being shattered, like that's what she saw in her vision.
Like she knew she was gonna be shattered, and she told Ruby, right?
If y'all don't know,
she didn't tell Ruby. Oh.
If y'all don't know what shatter means, in Steven Universe,
that's their version of death.
Yeah. So she's supposed to be shattered. And what's supposed to happen is Ruby's supposed to be like fighting, doing something else, and there's like two or three different casualties, and Sapphire is supposed to be one of them, and then Ruby isn't supposed to be one, but the other Rubies are supposed to be casualties, and instead of that happening, Sapphire saves Ruby and runs away with
it
Ruby,
was
like,
so cute.
And Ruby runs away with her because she just feels, like Cynthia said, she just feels this undying need to like love and protect her.
Yeah,
and then
they don't understand it.
Yeah, in the process of that happening, in front of the entire gym world, or like
the
Aristocats.
Aristocrats.
We're sticking with that word for now. In front of them, all the diamonds and everything, they fuse in front of them, and everyone looks at them and goes, you're an abomination. You shouldn't do that. And they just basically disrespect them.
Basically, as like a gay person, you can relate to being the outcast. And especially
No, because in that world, Ruby's, you know, fused with Ruby's.
Sapphire.
So it's kind of backwards. Here, you have to be with the opposite sex, but there, you have to be with the same, you know, gem, essentially. And so, in a way, hugely representation. Like, these two are not supposed to be together. They're not the
same.
It's
going against society norms.
Yeah,
society
it's like,
norms.
It's kind of like the whole race thing.
What's even more crazy is, like, the diamonds are like, ha, you're going to get shattered now. Like, not only are you going to be shattered because you didn't do your job, but now you fuse with the ruby, so you have to be, shattered because y'all shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, but then they're like Garnet, comes about, and she's like this amazing, powerful badass who,
we get, you know, cotton candy
basically saying, like, you know, however you want to see it, like same-sex love or interracial love, like it's stronger than all these oppressive forces.
And what I love about them is their like connection to each other and their need for each other whenever they get so separated. It's so strong. When they get separated, they like don't like it, but they flirt.
They're like the first set of characters who like really flirt? Legitimately flirt with each other.
The baseball episode was
Baseball. So
they like play baseball, and she's like, "Run to me, Sapphire!" And then they accidentally
"Run to me, Sapphire!" And she's like, "I'm coming!" And she's like, "Oh god!" Like we're all sitting there like, "Don't do it! Don't do it!"
But oh my god, do it!
Remember when she was a bat? She's like, "Do you come here often?" She's like, "Yeah."
Yo, it was.
She like teaches her how to bat. Like it was so
Oh my goodness! Everything about that episode is so cute because
the other rubies are around too.
Amethyst and like Lapis, and they were looking at them like, "If y'all don't get your shit together,
it's like, come on, guys, can you just stop flirting for like two minutes?
Like, you're in love, but we don't care."
No, but literally, I think Sapphire says the words like, "I just can't stop looking at her." Like that. Like they're so in love. Like, fuck, you know?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Cool.
I always related to Ruby, them. Like, for the longest, because, like, she's so hot-headed, and I was like, same bitch,
and
same.
Short.
My ass is short and hot-headed, and I always want to fight motherfuckers, too. And if you look at my lady wrong, I'm going to fight you. Like, that's, I feel the exact same way Ruby did, and Halissa and Joe have been witness to that, so. We're like, that's hot-headed, and I'm like, breaking, I'm like, what?
So, going into that, and continuing on, like, Garnet, what do you think about the episode where, I guess it's two. So technically, Garnet fuses with Amethyst and they become Sugalot. And then she flips around and fuses with Pearl and they become, what's her name? I never remember her name.
Is that the Nicki Minaj?
No, Sugalot is a Nicki Minaj character. The other character is the one that has the big hammer.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name right now.
Damn.
Because Alexandria is when all four of them fuse together. So, like, because Alexandria is my birthstone. That's the only reason why I know that.
Jesus.
But the point is, like, you know, fusing in general.
Yeah, so if you listen to the soundtrack, which I'm pretty sure we've all listened to other times, there's the Tower of Mistakes song that Amethyst sings. Okay, so it is Alexandria. My bad. Yeah. I was right. So, Alexandria is who Pearl and Garnet become, and then Sugalot is who Amethyst and Garnet become. And in Tower of My Mistakes, it's all about the fact that Amethyst liked fusing with Garnet because it made her feel strong.
The giant
woman. And then Giant Woman's Opal, and that's Pearl and Amethyst. Either way. So, and then that episode also reveals that Pearl is fusing with Garnet intentionally, not for a purpose. Yeah. And then that turns into when Steven and all of them go on, like, the little minor road trip, and then they break apart because Sapphire and Ruby are fighting. Because Sapphire is like, we should just forgive her. She didn't mean to. It's okay. And Ruby's like, but fusion means so much to us. It's our love. It's our, the way we,
that's the way
we come together. Yeah. And she disrespected that love. So what do you think about the fact that, like, this episode really took a point to show that there are two, there's a characters who want to fuse because it makes them feel powerful and makes them feel strong. And in that same instance, Sapphire and Ruby fuse not because it makes them feel strong or powerful, but because they love each other. Like, what's your take on that since you
My favorite episodes too, because you get to really see their personalities come out. Yeah, because like Ruby's in this pool like fuming. All the water gets
the entire
episode, dude. The water away, turns it into steam, condensation, like everything.
Yeah, and Sapphire is ice cold the whole episode. And I like it because you get to see, you know, fusion does mean very different things in Steven Universe to different characters. And I like that for them, it's about love. And it's kind of like anything. It's like, say, like a couple is in love and someone comes over and just wants to, like, third wheel. It's kind of like, cool, you can see my love, but, like, go away.
Yeah.
You're cock-blocking now. Well, go away.
I think it was important to kind of, like, show the audience, you know what I mean? Like a person can abuse of your relationship. Like, and not just a lover, like, a friend can abuse your relationship and kind of go in and take advantage of you. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was, I guess, not quite rape or anything like that, but no. It was kind of like, mm-hmm. you're forcing yourself into it, you know what I mean? Like, that's not right, you know what I mean? Like, I don't...
Yeah,
that's kind of how I saw it.
Yeah, they were just doing it to feel the power of their love, but they were like, that's definitely between us.
Yeah.
That's definitely a private thing that we share.
Yeah, like, with Ruby and Sapphire, it was, like, consent, you know what I mean? Like, they want to be together at all times. But with Pearl, like, her pushing herself into it unnecessarily and causing these issues over and over again... It's like not consent, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing it because they have to, and she's doing it because she wants to.
Agreed.
Yeah, that whole saga with Pearl around those episodes, like, she just wanted to, like, I think Pearl during that whole saga wanted to feel.
She's definitely unique, feels lonely.
Or, like,
I think she's feels
power.
Probably one of the loneliest ones other than Amethyst.
Yeah.
And that has
a
lot to do with the fact that Rose is gone.
Ugh, Rose.
Yeah.
Her, honestly, that Rose and Pearl.
That
like,
whole.
That, with that probably
it's
got
over,
to,
isn't
that's,
it?
That
I
whole,
legit cry every time I hear it.
So can we go into Pearl Rose? Because I have feelings
about
Rose. Okay. Well, let's do a general. Rose is Steven Universe's mom.
Yes.
Who had to die in order for Steven to come to life, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Because Steven kind of is his mom.
Yeah, I like the fact that they don't ever say she dies. They say that
because
she gives
there.
Up her.
Yeah.
They say she gives up her human, like
her physical form.
Right.
So she's like, she's still within her gym, which shows in certain episodes.
Yeah, but yeah, basically she's not around anymore. Like, her physical form is not around, or her personality, except for when it comes through Steven. But yeah, so I mean, it kind of. I bet that's probably really super meaningful, at least for those people who kind of like lost their mom when they gave. Birth or whatever,
and then she is the leader and commander of the Crystal Gems, and she was the
Garnet
leader kind of
takes
war.
Over or
yeah.
and she's the leader of the war she or the leader of the rebellion basically, and up until recently we believe that she shattered Pink Diamond.
I mean, we went through kind of stages. It's just kind of like Steven did, where it's like he's like, oh, she's this amazing person, she's a hero. And then you start hearing from Pearl, whose heart she broke, essentially.
Pearl,
and you hear about
Rose.
Her shattering this diamond. And
yeah.
then it's just like, damn, my mom is really flawed. Like, how can she be this person? And then we're going back up into, like, maybe she's not as bad as we think. Maybe
she had a reason to shatter a gem or something like that. And then as the story progresses, it's like, yeah, she's pretty much a horrible person. But
she's flawed like
borderline.
A human.
She's not as much. I don't think she's as much of a martyr
as
they made
they
her
made
out to
her
be
out
towards
to be.
The beginning. It
changed.
Yeah. That's some good writing, though, because we all thought, like, Rose was, like, this...
We're all in our feelings about
Rose.
Yeah.
We all thought, like, she was, like, this
about
savior.
Rose, actually.
Yeah. For me, like, I really thought she was, like, this savior figure in the beginning.
I never
like,
thought of her that way if she started a war, you know? Like,
but
she
was leading a rebellion, so it's like...
She had a good reason, but I just
that's how
like,
I saw it at first.
There was a giant war, and then... Crazy Eyes' character came in.
Bismuth
came in, and I was like,
that episode was the hardest episode
to
watch.
Hard to watch.
That episode was really
because
hard.
Because Steven just felt like so bad about it all.
Yeah,
but Steven came to the same conclusion that his mother
came
to.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that both of them still chose not to shatter Bismuth. They just chose to bubble Bismuth. That's really important because they could have just...
Shatter
like
her,
you know. Use Bismuth's
use
weapons
weapon
Bismuth.
To shatter her and just act like nothing ever happened, but instead they both were just like, no, you just have to go away because you
are a problem.
You
she's
are
perpetuating
problem.
The same kind of violence they're trying to fight against.
Yeah, and that doesn't help. But that Bismuth was also one of those characters who was dedicated to Rose. And that
there's
is something.
So many of them are dedicated.
And it's good to kind of let they acknowledge like there's a limit to this. You know what I mean? Like this, there's a place where you draw a line in violence and you know in life.
Yeah.
Once again, with the terminologies, if y'all don't watch the show, bubble is a little technique that the gems do to protect the.
They basically trap
gems.
The gem so that they don't.
So they can't come back
like
to their
prison.
Physical form.
Like
it's
they're actual crystals. Like, they're actually in crystal rock form, but, like, they just bubble them and put them in.
But when you're in your, like, when you're in your gym form, it doesn't hurt you. Like,
yeah.
all it does is, like, a really long sleep.
I would love to be there right now.
Like, that's what it is.
I just
like
sleep.
It's like a really
no.
long
I just
want to
sleep.
We don't want you bubbled. We want you,
it's
like,
a long sleep.
I just want to sleep.
So,
sleep.
You want to get into Amethyst before we get into Rose?
Amethyst is my favorite character.
Done.
Like, done. Done. No, Amethyst is my favorite character. She started off when the show started, in the beginning, she starts off with this little hot-headed character. She's the short one, and she's the dark-skinned one.
She's purple. Garnet is darker skinned than her.
I didn't say darkest. She's darker skinned, okay? I already relate to her on that. But so her storyline is she felt different because she was technically born in the kindergarten. The kindergarten is where some of the gems. Wait, what?
It's on Earth. Right?
It's
like a birthing center. So it's like for a term, better for worse, like a test tube baby type thing. She was born on Earth in this kindergarten, and she didn't feel like she was one of the real gems for a long time. And she always felt outcasted because Pearl is this, on one hand, she's like, she was one of the best warriors, and she's an actual gem. Garnet has, you know, she was already like a leader. She was stern. And then she found out, like, you know, Ruby and Sapphire, she found out she was a fusion, and she was like, oh, well, shit, I don't know what to do. But interesting enough, Amethyst and Steven have this sibling relationship.
Hell yeah, we do.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like his big sister.
Yeah, they're like brothers. They form this relationship. Amethyst
herself, I mean, she's kind of like the most childish one.
Yeah.
So she's the one that I think kids identify
She's
with
like a teenager.
Me.
She's like a teenager. Steven's like a little kid.
Yeah, that's
right. That's like his big sister.
Yeah, I see that.
And she's like from Earth. She's...
But in the beginning, like, you know, once again, everybody's connected to Rose. She found out, like, you know, Steven is basically Rose.
Is she?
She was jealous of Steven in the beginning.
Because she used to be the baby?
It's because Rose gave up her form to be Steven.
And
she was mad upset about that. Was like, I was just getting to know Rose when she gave herself up for you.
Yeah.
So I lost my mother so I could get you, and that's cool and everything. And you have an originality of yourself as well because you're half gem, half human. You're also Rose's Quartz. Like you're Rose's Quartz kid, and now we've all been entrusted in this like makeshift family to protect you.
Yeah, so like,
and I'm still learning who I am.
Amethyst kind of blames Steven for Rose's death. But like,
Garnet's the only character who does not have that same tension with Steven about Rose disappearing. Because Pearl even has that. Like, that is shown in the Lion episode when Steven brings Lion home. And then the armory, and Pearl is like, she tells me everything. She told me everything. And he's like, well, I don't know if she did or not, but this is what I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like later on in this episode called Reform, that's when like, Steven and Amethyst started building their relationship. Because ever since then, like, Amethyst was, like, Steven's cheerleader for everything.
And their little tag team with the wrestling?
Yes! As like a wrestling fan, those episodes...
The phenomenal cast,
are
listen.
Dead. They're dead on, and they're awesome. Like,
Sinbad is on the show.
They captured the whole atmosphere of, like, what a house show is like, and... Then just to watch Steven and Amethyst relationship like grow and change while being tag champs. Yeah. It was a good idea, I think,
it was so cute.
It was one of the opening episodes, right?
And it's kind of,
it's like a couple episodes.
Like, and so like it was cool because like Steven and Amethyst come up at the same time learning how to use their abilities at the same, even though, you know, Amethyst a little bit experienced.
Developed, yeah.
Yeah. But they were still trying to learn their abilities, and it was awesome. And then when they formed Smoky Quartz, it was like one of the best episodes I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was super really cute. And then they were so excited to show off.
They were showing off everything.
Alexandria ruined it though, because they were like, so what are you?
Like, are you like to, how, what are you going to police on there?
I like to recognize Smoky Quartz, which is Amethyst and Steven Fuse. I don't consider them a gender. I don't consider them like...
They're genderless, just like Stefani.
Androgyny.
Yeah. They're androgynous as hell.
And she has three arms, dude. And basically, Amethyst Whip and Steven's shield basically turned into this yo-yo contraption. And like,
the yo-yo is awesome.
She kicked ass.
It's pretty cool. And then that's just another example of how fusion doesn't mean the same thing for everybody. Because for them, it's like the sibling type of love.
Yeah.
Like, we're Literally, they're tag teaming and wrestling, and then they're tag teaming and when they're fusing, and it's amazing.
It's a different kind of love. Yeah, everyone's fusions.
Like, on real talk, like, that could be me and Cynthia. Like, we could make bros.
Yeah,
sports.
Wait, but does that mean I'm mad with this?
I don't know. Like, just a representation of Smokey.
I can't be Steve.
Just a representation of Smokey. I'm just Smokey Quartz.
Yeah, no, that's definitely us.
Yeah.
If we fuse, we'd be them.
Yeah, for real.
And it was really nice as well for them to be Smokey Quartz and be able to fight Jasper. It gave both of them the ability to like tackle that demon that they've been trying to fight and beat for so long.
Yeah.
But knowing like I don't have to do it by myself, I can do it with another person who makes me feel strong.
Exactly. And they pretty much defeated Jasper.
You guys.
And also that episode where they were like, I can be worse at everything than you. Perfect.
That is awesome.
I'm bad at this. No, I'm bad at this. They had a whole fight, and it was just like, I don't.
Yeah, I think me and Joe do that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but rolling back to what you're saying about Jasper, though, having them, their fusion in comparison to like Jasper, or next to Jasper, who had like a horrible fusion with Lapis.
It was Malachi. Definitely no consent.
Yeah, like that
was,
it's like
she took her.
She took her power. It's, I mean, for sure, it's just an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was a cool looking fusion. Like, it's kind of like Loch Ness Monster esque. But the, like, abuse involved in the fusion was really hard to watch.
What we tell you, this show is.
And it's
emotional.
You want to show kids that. I mean, like, I know this shit's hard, but you
got to
show
the
kids, like, if you see this happening in your household, like, you know, one of your parents, for example, is suffering, like, that's not right. You shouldn't think that that's right. It's not.
Exactly.
Yeah. If they're in a Jasper and a Lapis situation, then that's...
And people deal with that. People have parents.
People, that's their reality. It's a lot of people's realities.
Like,
and it's good to...
It's good
to,
like,
to make,
and
put
and
it in a form
like,
which children
can
digest.
Get past it.
Yeah.
And even in it being unconsensual, like, initially, Lapis eventually stays fused with her because she wants to prevent Jasper from coming to Earth. Or from, like,
hurting
the crystal gems.
Yeah.
So it's
and
like,
so she sacrifices herself and, like, her happiness and being underwater forever. So that, like, Earth
the
and the
drowning,
crystal gems.
You know.
Yeah.
The
feeling
she's
drowning
in it.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, whenever mom stays with the dad, even though he's abusive, because he takes care of the kids financially.
Yeah.
Like...
Or maybe to stop from the father from hitting the kids.
Or from hitting them, yeah. Like she
or
gets
just
away.
Because
you want to
keep
time.
Your family together.
Yeah, the whole
there's a
family,
lot of reasons,
yeah.
A lot of really dark, heavy stuff
it,
involved
it is.
In that. But that's an important thing to show children.
And it
yeah,
shows it in a way where, like, the gravity of the situation is definitely there. But kids can see this.
It's digestible
it's gonna,
for children.
Yeah.
They understand
it. But the adults can watch it and know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and then you can talk to
your
kids.
And you can talk to
your
kids about it.
Yeah.
So I guess we can get into roles now.
Rose.
Very
so,
complicated.
Rose
very fucking
is,
complicated.
Okay, so I never had this martyr feel for Rose. I never felt that way for her. Because in every aspect of how we've seen Rose, she's always somewhat playing with the people around her. And you can tell that she's playing with them. So I want to talk about the fact that, like, Rose does not, like, as a woman figure, because she's, I would say she's pink and she's in this, like, wedding dress. So she's very outwardly feminine. She has no real, like, feminine characteristics at all in her personality.
Yeah.
So not only is she a tactician and a really great warrior, which we know because Jasper was like, yo, mom was cool. Like, I respected her for that. And then even Ruby with the eye was just like, I mean, I fuck with your mom, but she could fight, but I still want to kill her. Like,
yeah.
It was like, she was really good on the battlefield, however. Just the way she, her and Greg was never the man in that relationship.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Also, fuck the gender binary.
Right, so
exactly.
Like, what we consider like a stereotypical cis hetero relationship, Greg was more of a feminine role in that relationship, and Rose was more of the masculine role in that relationship, even though she is like somewhat demure in the way she does things. Not only is she 8 feet tall, so like
she makes Greg
look like an ant when he's next to her, and she cradles him. If you've ever seen those episodes, she cradles him like a baby.
I love that because I wouldn't be
so cute. She like carries him.
She carries him, yeah. And she always states, like, I like humans because y'all change so much and y'all are so creative. And like, I just find you guys so interesting and so fun to play with. Like, it's a playing thing with them. It's not, I don't believe she started the gym war because she loved the humans. I think she started the gym war because she was fascinated by the fact that they believed in individuality, which was something that she never saw in Homeworld. Because Homeworld, you are what you are. If you're a Rose Quartz or you're a Quartz in general, you have a specific role. If you're a Pearl, you have a specific role.
And personality, too.
Yeah, like, your personality does not change. You don't. You function within whatever you are, whatever your gym is. And then
Rebecca Sugar, get at us. We can talk about this all the time.
And then listening to Pearl and Pearl's undenying love for her, but like it never being reciprocated. Like, she's like, in what is it? Yeah, is it? It's, I don't know if it's over, isn't it? That she talks about this, but
song.
Yeah, she says, like, there's always been other humans. There's always been other people, but you know, they didn't last very long. But she picked you. Why'd she pick you?
Why you?
Yeah, why you? And I give Greg props because Greg taught Rose what love was. And she had never known what love was prior to meeting him. Like, human love was not an emotion that she understood. And she told him that in an episode. Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what love is. But, you know. And so that's why I just don't feel like Rose is this, like, enduring character that we should really be out here putting on this pedestal. Like, she sacrificed herself for, like, the greater good. When in all of her relationships with other people, she's really taken a point to, like, manipulate them to do the things that she wants. Like, she accepted Garnet. Great, but she accepted Garnet because Garnet was different, and because Garnet's different and she found acceptance in this one person, then there's this like loyalty to that person because that person accepted you. Same thing with Amethyst. Like, she told Amethyst, yeah, you're little and you're small and you're not built like the other Amethyst, but I accept you.
Yeah.
So you should fight for me. And Amethyst internalized that into like, okay, well then this is my undenying like love and loyalty to this person. And then Pearl was Rose's Pearl before, like, in what the way the home world structure is, she was Rose's Pearl, and then eventually Edith became this, I would fight for her, like, you do it for her, like, that's it, she does she it for her, like,
notes, Pearl was in love with her, like,
yeah, so that, listening to do it for her, or do it for him, and the way hard. That, it's hard, because Pearl's putting these feelings onto Connie about sacrificing yourself for Rose. Like, Connie's doing it for Steven, but the way Pearl is talking about it is, no, you're sacrificing yourself for Rose.
Yeah, you're not sacrificing yourself for Steven.
Because Steven is Rose. And Pearl resents Steven. And they have a very, like,
it's like
hard relationship, too.
Greg.
So
yeah, she was poor Greg. I think she loves Steven, but she resents Greg.
She's grown to love Steven.
I don't think she ever...
Yeah, she's grown to love Steven. There's been episodes that I'm like, nah, bro, you don't really, like...
You don't fuck with him.
You love him because he is Rose.
That's the only reason
but
at the time.
You don't like the fact that he got all of Rose's things. You don't like the fact that he knows more. He may know more
his
about
relationship
Rose.
Is going to be different because
of
his mom. Period might know things that she doesn't know.
Yeah, and so I think she resents Steven as well. She resents Greg because Greg got the girl.
Dude, okay, so... Yo, it's over, isn't it? That song, that episode with... that was heavy for me. Like, I just... I needed a hug.
So what are y'all thoughts on Rose after my whole, like,
solidified? My whole Pearl Rose thing, dude. Okay, so literally, like, in that situation.
Mike, I got all the feels right now,
dude. Yeah. I was Pearl, you know what I mean?
Like, I think we all were Pearl at one time in our lives.
Like, my very first time I ever felt anything for anybody was when I was, like, 14. And it was for basically a Rose, you know, one of those like larger than life people that has this huge presence and everybody just kind of looks at her. She was one of those kinds of girls that everybody looks at. And I was just fucking the same right there looking up at her like she was the most amazing shit in the entire world. But, you know,
but
she,
they're not, they're human,
but they're, yeah, but they're flawed and they, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to make decisions that are going to hurt you and they're not going to care that much.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, she cared.
Yeah, yeah, like enough that like they're not gonna, she's not gonna literally stab you, but she's gonna basically hurt the shit out of you.
Yeah, like, and you see that in like Bismuth and the fact that she never told the gems that what Bismuth had created or what she had done to Bismuth. She just put Bismuth in a bubble in her lion and was just like, ain't nobody gonna know about this.
I'm going back and watch that Bismuth episode.
It's hard. I've seen it a couple times.
I could not. It's hard. It's hard for me to watch most of these episodes, like, honestly.
They tug at your heartstrings, man. Like, it's really emotional.
But that whole thing with Pearl, and even in that, what was crazy is, like, even after she's hurt you, even after she's gone, she's chosen Greg, which, you know, what kind of happened to me? Like, she chose the dude. It's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But you still have this admiration. You still have all these feelings. It's still there.
No. Rose still picking Greg, even though she knew how Pearl felt about her. Just, yeah, I don't know. I get really emotional and biased towards it because, like, I don't care that much for Rose, to be honest. I like that Steven is human, and I don't care too much for Rose's things she's done. I've never held her in that, you know, esteem, like, oh, yeah, she's perfect or anything. No, I just, okay, I don't like Rose.
That's fine.
She's my least favorite character, probably. I love Ruby.
It's kind of crazy how she's like one of the main plots of the story.
But the story is not about her.
She's only in like physically in like four or five episodes, and then she's mentioned in several episodes.
Which she means to Steven is what's important to me, because Steven's relationship to his parent that's gone missing, you know, it's kind of gone but still inside of him. I think that's more important.
I was one of those suckers who were like, you know, Rose is this greater than thou characters in the beginning, but like as the story progressed, you realize that she's selfish as hell. She's really fucking selfish, and like that turned me off. I was kind of upset because there wasn't like this character to look up to in this entire show. Like, okay, we need like a Rose course for the story. She's probably like one of my least favorite characters too, which is crazy.
She had so much flavor though.
But what would the story really be without her?
So question. Because
like we still kind of don't really know too much about her, in a sense.
Wouldn't it be interesting if they just went back there, back to when she?
I feel like they have to some way.
Yeah.
But before we move forward to Steven, aren't all your leaders complicated?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has flaws. That's why I don't think she's one of my least
favorite. I'm with you. I don't think Rose is one of my least favorite characters. I think Rose has issues. I think she is problematic at times in the way that she handles people. Because it really is her handling you based off of your feelings for her. But I also respect her because at this point in time, spoiler alert. The last episode of Steven Universe that they showed back in June, it was revealed that, like, it might have been Yellow Diamond that shattered Pink Diamond, not Rose. And if that's the case, that means Rose has... She took on that...
She took the L.
She took on that pain and that lie to protect those around her, because we don't know what would have happened. They've never had it happen before. Like, we don't exactly know what happened to White Diamond, so she can kind of go wherever. And then Blue Diamond is devastated because Pink Diamond's gone, and Yellow Diamond's just like, get over that shit. And then Pink Diamond is gone, so we don't know what would have happened or what will happen if it is determined that Yellow Diamond did shatter Pink Diamond. Like, what happens to Homeworld then? Are we going to have another war because of it? Like, Rose kind of prevented something like that from happening because she didn't confirm it or deny it. She just accepted it. If that's what you believed about her, then that does make her a martyr in a sense, because she took that, and we'll never know what happened unless, like, somehow Steven finds a memory of hers in Lion's Mane that shows her, like, her feeling about it, because she cries, or Steven cries, when he goes back to the place where Pink Diamond was shattered. So there's a sense of like remorse and sorrow that he gets from Rose because of Pink Diamond, and that I think makes Rose a little bit more redeemable, even in her handling of the people around her.
No.
All right, so on to Steven.
No, she's
Martha.
Maitha, you want to start off with Steven?
Yeah, well, that's her thing.
That's your character.
That's right your there. Character. Let's go.
That's my homie.
That's right.
Yo, I mean,
he's Steven, so cute.
Yeah, just going off of like the whole Rose conversation, like he's this kid that's basically having to deal with not growing up with his mom. You know what I mean? Like yeah. He's having to, and then he doesn't even live with his dad. No. So he lives with gems and he
lives with stepmoms.
Have you ever registered like technically Greg is homeless?
Well, yeah, he has a van that counts.
Yeah.
But remember the old, he came to Beach City, met Rose, and never left. He is homeless.
Yo, Greg, speaking of Greg, it took me a long time to like Greg.
Same.
Greg is annoying. I love Greg.
It's just kind of like it was for me. It was pretty immediate because it was just like, okay, Pearl's heart got broken because this girl chose Greg. Like, in my head, it was just like he's the enemy. I'm still brainwashed from my teenager days, and then I was just like, it's not Greg's fault.
It's not Greg's fault.
Amethyst uses Greg to get closer to Rose.
To Rose, yeah.
Yeah.
And she pokes at Greg with Rose.
And then Greg is probably one of the most forgiving people when it comes to
everything.
To Rose. He's just like, you know, like don't even worry about it. Like I loved her, and that was that. Like she's flawless in his eyes.
Yeah.
Which is something that Steven has to get past because he saw her the same way, and then he learned more and more about her, and he had to see his hero as a very, very flawed person.
Very problematic person.
Yeah, and had to see all these other people who see her in a certain way. I don't know. And then plus he kind of has to end up dealing with him being half human, half gem, and he has to deal with him being a part of his mother, literally, and how, you know, like... It goes into interesting places with gender in that
gender
way.
And race, because like a lot of people would like it. I kind of identify because I have a cousin like this. That's why he loves Steven so much, because he is biracial, and he's just maybe like 15 years old, and he's battling with the fact like, you know, we can all say he's black, but he's also white, and he's always been battling between, you know,
the two identities.
Like, what should I?
And who it's really hard when somebody else chooses for you.
Yeah.
Because with Steven, he looks human. So everyone's going to look at him as a human. And he's just like, no, I'm a gem too.
I'm a gem too.
And then when he goes to Homeworld, they only see his gem. They don't see the fact that he's human.
Yeah, they're just like, this is a weird form he took. Like,
yeah.
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 He took his hair.
And he's like, I look like this every day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have much of a choice.
He's like, this sucks. I can't age when I want to impress girls, but I totally want to be a gem because
it's awesome.
Cool. You know what I like about Steven?
Hmm.
His
Even
hair.
Though he's a male... He's literally the only character that doesn't have a weapon. He has
a shield.
He's a protector.
He's the protector, and I love that he's the man. Like, he's the only dude, but at the same time, he's the only one that isn't given something that's a weapon. He has a shield. He's there to protect and heal.
And he gave his mom's sword to Connie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave the weapon to a woman.
It's like he gave that power that comes with male privilege
to
a woman.
Yeah.
And he took away his male privilege and said, I'm going to protect you instead. And that's the way I think it really should. I think that's what's really interesting about Steven, is that his tears literally heal things.
Yeah.
Like
his saliva.
His tears too, though. Remember on the
his tears.
Oh, when he cried for
when
like,
he cried
Lars.
On
that episode.
Lars.
Oh my God.
Lars might be a gem. Another spoiler.
Hashtag like representation
he might be
for.
He's a new lion.
Yeah.
Him
yeah.
and lion have the same.
Oh right, because they're connected
they have the same
now.
Hair.
Yeah.
Their hair.
Which is. Interesting, but
I love that whole storyline with Lars finding his way amongst people that, or gems that I guess they're kind of like representative of like the disabled community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Oh my God, I was absolutely I adored the Sapphire.
Me too. I was about to say
who always gets it wrong?
Like she's just like like something happens.
Oh, yeah,
something
she's
like that's a raven, but like not.
but late.
She's just like, something's gonna happen to you, Steven. And Steven's just like covered in shit. Like,
overly.
She states the obvious.
I like all of them, like the twins that are half and half.
Oh, the ones that are split.
They're split in two heads. I thought they were really cool. And then, like, I guess she could, like, the walrus, like, motherly figure, like, the old grandmotherly figure who's super wise and just talked really slow. Like, I just, that entire.
It was just hardcore representation. I love that they're still moving on and trying to get everybody. Like
they're continuously being more diverse.
It's awesome.
They're covering everything, and And then Laura's identifying with them was really, really cool.
Yep. That episode's actually really good. And anyway,
it's from spoilers, this season. Spoilers, we all thought he died. And like when they premiered
it, I was like, there's no way.
There's like, I saw there's no way, but the way they presented it, I was like, maybe they're doing this Game of Thrones thing.
Because I was just like, can't Steven heal? And he started crying. I was like, there he goes.
There it goes. He's going to heal him.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I love is that
Game of Thrones ruined everything for me.
Yeah. So, you know,
fuck the gender binary.
Yes, right.
Yeah. He fucks the gender binary like hard because like, yeah. that sounds really bad. But
name of the episode.
That's right? Exactly why I always say that. Anyways.
Because yeah, with femininity comes like this idea of nurture, and that's beautiful. But he has that feminine side, and then he like fuses with Connie, and he has a very feminine side, and he's very okay with it. Never once is he just like, "Damn, I shouldn't be so sensitive."
Why am I dancing with this guy and flirting with him right now?
Right, like he's like, I am what I am.
Like in the beginning, like Lars was like very high-headed and macho, try to be macho.
Yeah, it was all a show. Cool,
it was really all a show because he was very insecure.
Honestly, I was really pissed off at him that he didn't try to protect homegirl, like his little girlfriend. Sandy. I was like, what is wrong with you? And he's just like, I'm a chicken shit. I'm like,
shit, though.
She's the brave one.
Yeah.
She's so cool, too.
She is. She like, you know, like they don't try to dress her up like Supergirl either.
No. Shout out to the show because like we need more female.
Like, not everybody looks the same. And then, like she was saying, like Queen Alina was saying earlier, Rose has, you know, presents herself as this feminine person, but then is a very masculine, like, attack, essentially.
Yeah, she's even the exact opposite of that. Like, he's masculine. He looks like a boy. Yeah. But he's a very emotional, like, he gives it more feminine in the way he presents. But I also feel like that's a lot to do with the fact that, like, Greg is that same way. Greg is very passive, and he is kind of ruled by his feelings and impulsed by his feelings, empowered by his feelings. And Stephen got the best of both of his parents.
Yeah.
Like, he got the emotional, compassionate side of Greg, but he also got all of these really cool gem powers, the shield and the tears and, you know, lion, and just being able to put those together. I think that the more that Steven realizes you don't have to be one or the other, you can just be
who you are,
the Jinx. More that his powers will develop, because Steven's powers are controlled by his feelings, which we see when he starts floating and he can't come back down. But I wanted to get back to the Lars thing, because there's a part when Steven and Lars get captured that I loved, which was Topaz. Oh, and when Steven and Lars are talking about like their friendship and Topaz, like how much they care about, and Topaz is just like, I love Topaz and I just want to be with Topaz all the time, and Topaz is everything, and I want to be able to express this to Topaz as often as possible. And like in that's kind of the same thing like with talking about Ruby and Sapphire. These two Topazes who fuse together all the time have developed these feelings for each other that they love being together.
Yes, they do.
And they love working together. And so that shows that, like, even on another one where
she looks masculine, but she has, like, this very soft, feminine voice.
And what's her name was a bitch.
The
blue thing. I was just she's so hateful.
She was so angry. Like I kind of want her to come back and see, like, I'm doing some stupid ass shit. Especially when she finds out about Yellow Diamond being that bitch.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That bitch.
That bitch.
Like, she's so hateful, and I'm just like, I don't think Aquamarine. She's so hateful.
She's been brainwashed, honestly.
Like, she was just like, I wish I could kill both of you guys. You're just getting on my nerves. And I'm just like, what?
She's like 100% like on the status quo. It's just like, Amethyst, get in your place. And get your pearl to open the door. Like, no.
Bro. Get the fuck out of here.
And that's the thing. Like, there are some of them. You can see from what we've seen from Homeworld and the different gems that we have had the ability to meet. Like, when we got to meet the room full of Amethyst.
That was so cute.
Yo, they have the best personality.
They really do.
They're so cool.
They loved
Amethyst. They loved our Amethyst. They were just like, oh, you're little? Well, I'm really tall. Well, I'm really big. Well, I'm really big. Oh my goodness, you're so awesome. What can you do?
Amethyst, and it was just like Amethyst felt accepted. And I was like, oh, I teared up a little bit because I'm Amethyst.
That's like me when I go to a gay club. Like,
there you go.
It's like, hey, you too.
It's a safe space. Too. Safe space.
But yes. No, like, honestly, I like how Steven and Lars' relationship has developed over time. And I can't wait to, like, see what happens next. Especially since Steven already got to be Lars at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really kind of odd. I
don't remember.
You don't remember that?
You'll get to it. Don't worry.
He woke up and he was Lars.
Yeah.
And then he spent the whole day being nice to
people. It was like a Freaky Friday.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then Lars spent the whole day being
Steven. And then everybody liked him.
Yeah. And then, but then Sandy was like, oh yeah, you're most definitely Steven, not Lars. And so they were like, where are you? And he was like, I don't know. I haven't seen me. And then they go to the beach house and Lars is asleep.
Oh my God.
Or at Steven, but he's asleep. And so he wakes up and he's like, what the, you know, like he's freaking out. And everyone else has followed them. And they're like, why are you breaking into Steven's house? Don't be mean to Steven. And it's like, that's not what's happening at all. Yeah. There's so much more going on here. So do y'all want to talk about Stefani before we...
I love Stefani. I love Connie. Connie's entire character.
Yes.
Okay, so Connie and Stefani, we can talk about them
bad
together.
Bitch, Connie.
Bad bitch Connie. She's like so talented, and they have her parents who's like the doctor, and then we just found out that her dad is like a security guard.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then once again the mom is the badass.
Right. Yeah. We need more shows like this.
We really need more shows like this.
This is real life, guys.
It really is.
And then I don't know, Connie, you know, then I don't know, I liked her from the very beginning. I loved how she like he healed her eyes so she can see fine, but she wanted to keep her glasses. So she took out the lenses.
And it's really because like she doesn't want her parents to know what's going on with Steven, because they already look at Steven's life and it's just like he doesn't go to school.
He has three moms.
He has three moms who are weird colored. And his like dad lives in a van and owns a car wash, and like there's no structure.
How does he own a car wash and live in a...
Well, he bought the car wash when he first moved to BC.
That's right.
Because I guess it was really cheap. Now he's like a billionaire. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
From and like Greg a, is still like, I don't really want this money. Like, I don't know what I would do with it.
He's like,
he got money from like an old music contract or something. Yeah. That's crazy.
But like Connie's entire life has been structured. Like her parents have always, or her mother, for real, honestly, has always like determined what her life and her trajectory is going to be. And they move a lot because her mom switches jobs. So now like, she meets Steven, and Steven is the exact opposite of that. And Connie lives and thrives in the fact that, like, she gets to live this really nice fantasy world that she didn't get to experience, or she has never experienced before. And she made a friend, and she's never made a friend before. Shout out to Steven and Connie for being, like, the best friends
ever.
They're how they met scene thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, when he locked her in the
basically
bubble.
Stalks her.
To give her back... What was he trying to give back to
her?
He's
trying to give, like, a bracelet?
Something like that.
I don't know. It's super cute.
She's like, I saw you dropped it at the parade, and I've been trying to give it back to you. I just didn't know how.
It still stands, because, like, I swear, I do not ship straight people almost ever, or straight couples. But if I do, that is an amazing fucking ship right there. And Steven and Connie are amazing. And then when they turn into Stefani, I wish she could be in every episode. I love her so much. She's so powerful and like,
when they first fused, it was to me, it was like,
and the
fact
that it's possible is a little weird. I was like, really, a human with a half human, half...
Yeah, that's another thing too.
So it's like
a half gym and with a whole
25% gym, 75% human.
Yeah.
But she's so much more powerful and stronger. Like,
and they chose it to be a woman, you know what I mean?
Instead of a male.
And they don't question it. They're just like, okay. That was interesting.
And even when they fused in front of Pearl and Garnet and all them, they were just like, this is awesome. And they didn't know it was possible. They never thought that Steven was going to be ever able to fuse.
And on top of that, to another human.
Yeah, because he's a human. And he did. And it's kind of the same thing that happened with Garnet. So I like the fact that they like to pair them with Garnet when they're training and stuff. Like, and here comes a thought. Because it shows the fact that they're kind of, I wouldn't say equating their relationships 100%.
They're like a similar fusion.
Yeah, they fuse because they like each other. Like, they have feelings for each other in a romantic way. They're just really young. Yeah. So, like, still, the show doesn't want to, like, fuse. Ship them that yeah. way.
Yeah. It's a friendship fuse, I think, still. Yeah. Because they're still young.
They have moments.
They have moments. Like, the first time they really fused, they were dancing.
They were dancing, and it was like...
Remember? He's like, oh, I never danced before.
Because I can't dance.
And it was so sweet, because they both blushed, and boom, they're still
funny. Boom, they're funny. Bam. And then they fused... to do the car racing Fast and the Furious episode.
That was amazing.
Against,
because automatically so when you're older, you can automatically drive, apparently, with that logic.
Yeah. Right, without a license. Yo, we didn't talk about when Pearl had a crush on a human.
That was the greatest like Rose, moment, and it only helped, just it helped like me move on. It helped, rock star. It helped me move on from my feelings against Greg and like feeling bad for Pearl.
Is that the one with the jersey?
She's like,
no. This episode is when
they go to a party.
Amethyst and Steven make fun of Pearl, saying she like has no fun.
Oh yeah.
And so then they go to like this park or party thing, and this chick is there. She looks like Rose.
Yeah, she does.
But she's butchier than Rose. So she has like a mohawk, and she has piercings. And I think she had like a leather jacket and everything. Like, she's very rock star.
She was super cool. And yeah, really cool. And she was still a big girl. And she was like,
awesome. Yeah. And so Amethyst was like, well, do you want me to go talk to her? Because you know, I'm good with this. And Pearl was like, nah, I got it. Pearl got her number. Hold on. Her number.
Like, that I got this.
My favorite thing about that whole thing, even, you know, I love that she's moving on and stuff, but the greatest thing is that even though in this entire thing it's pretty gay, that was the first time that it was explicitly really kind of said, like, Pearl likes a girl. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, she not a child, a girl.
Yeah.
And that was so important to me because kids are watching this, they're seeing a woman go up to another woman and get her number. Like,
and she's blushing and she's just like,
she has feelings.
Oh,
huh?
My goodness.
And there's no question about it.
They end up doing it. They get chased by a police officer in this episode.
Oh, just like my life. My life.
Pearl turns into a total badass.
Yeah.
And it's like, we are going to this party.
Yeah. That was, I love that episode. Yeah. I would watch that 10 times for sure. That gets no cafecitos. That means I could stay awake for that.
Steven Universe is a total gets like 5 pan dulces as well.
Yep. Full 5. Yeah.
My
full
rating,
5. So because... Yo, you're having a bad day. You watch
this. You guys have to make up a Mexican treat of a rating system. Whatever your favorite like candy is or drink, horchata, tamarindo, tacos.
How many tacos you give it?
Okay, tacos. I can do that.
How many tacos out of 5?
I'm giving it 5 tamales because my tamales are my favorite.
Five tamales is fire because I could eat those right now.
Yo, bro. I'm waiting for your mom to make some.
Yo, me too. Me too. But like, I give it 5 tacos out of 5 because I literally.
We're all just giving it 5.
Because it's really fun. It's a really fun cartoon.
It's perfect, but it's perfect.
It's perfect.
And it's still going.
And it's still getting better. Going. Like, shout out to Rebecca Sugar for like chasing after her dream and like not giving up on the show. After being told, like, it'll never
happen because, you know, you got queer representation on it.
Also, shout out to her brother for being Steven.
Yes.
Because that's Steven's based off of her brother.
Yeah. Well, the character's based off of her brother.
I'm kind of sad about, like, what's going to happen when the voice actor for Steven, like, doesn't have that voice.
I mean, he's on OKKO. He's the voice of KO in that cartoon.
I told you. Yeah. You were like, no, it's not him. I'm like,
yeah, I looked it up, yeah.
Well, they've done a really good job of allowing Steven to progressively age. Age his voice as well. Like, I don't, if you listen to the very first episode of Steven and like
young.
What he sounds like now, it's changed. And
it's
what
is it, the cartoon I love so much? Gumball? Like, if you watch Gumball, like,
yeah, Gumball's their voices have changed like, too. Yeah. So, and I think that kid is like 16 or 17. Like,
what, Gumball?
The guy who plays Steven.
Okay.
Yeah. he's getting closer to legal age, but I think he's still able to manipulate his voice. Yo, I'm never going to stop watching cartoons. My mom still watches cartoons.
My mom. Same.
Like, she's the one who introduced me to Loud House.
My dad still watches cartoons. We grew up watching Toonami together.
Yeah.
And we still play video games together. My
mom
dad
only
is
likes
kid.
Those old school Disney ones from like the
I'm going to be that mom one day. my parents are not like that, but like my sister is like 10 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
No, 15 years younger. 15 years younger than me.
Well,
and the only thing we relate to each other with is like Steven Universe.
There you go.
That's so cute.
It's awesome.
Steven Universe brings everyone together. No, like my best friend has kids, and so I'm always like, have the kids seen this? We should go watch that. Watch this. It's amazing. He's just like, what? But then he watches it. He made me watch Secret Lives of Pets because I had never watched it before.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so good.
I watched Moana yesterday.
So good.
Moana.
Oh, I have feelings about Sing, so seen. I don't know if I'm going to see Sing.
I still haven't seen it.
But I watched Moana yesterday, and I was like, yo, this is awesome.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Matt.
We're going to tag all of them on our Twitter, CYC Podcast.
We're
going to
tag the fuck out of them.
I'm always on the podcast. So.
He's always
here.
This is my first episode I'm actually get to talk on.
But, like, honestly, it's the first thing that's been, like, your vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I love, do you watch all the queer movies? No, you watch the scenes I tell you to watch, and then that's it.
Yeah, he does. She does.
Well, I want to say thank you guys for letting me come on and, like, gush about Steven and Rose. And
we know you love it.
Amethyst.
You got me into Connie, it. Everyone. I love that show so much. I don't know, like, I think the day, the first time I ever binge watched it was the moment that I was like, no, this show is perfection.
Yeah, you guys are the first adults that I know that love this show as much as I do, so it's been a wonderland for me.
First off, you can catch me on the streets looking like Amethyst during Halloween. Second off, I'm glad you called us adults because I don't feel like
oh, Lord.
Yeah. You know, technically, yeah. Legally, you know.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Stare us into my design streamily. No.
Let's do it.
Hi. She gets so, like, she can't hold eye contact with me, guys. No, she's looking away. No. But last time you were like, la 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 la, but you were actually saying words. Just don't know what you're saying. Okay.
You say words.
I'm so glad that we had, technically this is like a Not All Millie's CYC podcast.
Phenomenal cast.
We need a mashup name.
Not All
Cabronas. Not All Cabronas.
Not All Cabronas.
There you go.
Y Chingonas.
Not all Cabronas. That's a long ass name. Cabronas and Chicona Millennials? I don't
know. What?
I don't know.
Anyways, we love you guys. Make sure to follow our sister pod.
And Not All Millennials on Twitter.
Yes.
Or shoot us an email at notallmillennials@gmail.com.
We will be on iTunes sooner or later because I'm working on that right now. Also, follow
the Phenomenal Cast. If you like wrestling and you're a POC, I am the girl for you.
That's right.
She's the girl for you.
And I found her. I'm recording an episode on Wednesday, and it'll be out for Friday because SummerSlam is Sunday.
That's right.
But I won't be watching SummerSlam because I'll be at the J. Cole concert.
That's right. We'll be at the J. Cole concert.
I'm gonna watch it on my phone until Bay comes on, and then I'm like, all right, it's been cool.
Yeah, and I'm in the background of that, too.
Make sure to follow us.
If you haven't already, yeah. And then very importantly, make sure that you hit us on cycpodcastmail@gmail.com. That is a long email.
Just like ours.
To let us
know. Send your hate mail and your hate tweets to @cycpodcast.
And to our email account, send us, you know, what character you think is queer and why, so we can talk about it on the podcast. Yes.
Or what character do you identify with? Like, we all have our character that we identify with. So.
Shout out to Team Amethyst.
Yes, tell me all about your Steven Universe feels. We want feedback.
Yes.
Rate and review us.
They love you. I like you guys, all right.
Bye, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for letting me on. Officially.
You will be here.